I was intrigued when I looked at the readings for the first time earlier in the week. Particularly in the first reading, I wasn't really satisfied with just that reading. So I took the time to read the entire chapter in which that piece, or from which that piece was taken. And I'd like to share it with you because I think it kind of set a context for me in how to understand that particular reading. See, in that reading, in that story, what is going on is Ahaz is in the position where he is trying to rally support of his village because there are two other more powerful villages about to pounce on them and take everything away from them. So Ahaz is so caught up in worry and trying to figure out what he's going to do to defend himself and his people and his family, that when Isaiah comes to him and says, "Ask God for a sign," Ahaz sort of puts on some false humility and says, "I'm not going to tempt the Lord." That story, I think, helps to shape the context of some of the danger that exists in a life of faith. I think this gospel is hard to believe. But I also think that what makes it hard for me to believe is not the story, but the evil one. You see, what I think was happening in me when I read the gospel story, and I was wondering, you know, this just doesn't make any sense. Why would God choose to do it this way? When all the other times babies are born, certain things have to happen. Even my 6th, 7th, and 8th graders during this season of Advent have been calling me on this story, saying, "Deacon Nines, how can that be?" It's so easy for us to take a little bit of truth in terms of what we understand needs to happen in order for someone to conceive a child. And then all of a sudden, that gives us enough power to doubt our God. How frightening is that? I would suggest to you that it's the same fright that the evil one took advantage of to convince the first man and the first woman that they didn't need God. All it takes is a little bit of truth and a lot of lie for us to turn away from God. What is the truth of this story? The truth of this story is God is with us. That's what we celebrate today. That's what we celebrate every day. And we take this season of Advent as an opportunity for us to remember the process that God chose to be with us. And yet, it's so easy for us to fall into our logical thinking and our desire for power and understanding that can trick us into not believing. It doesn't make any sense that bread and wine should become the body and blood of Christ. That's unbelievable. But God promises us that that is the truth. How are we going to respond to that? A life of faith is a life of responsibility. Think about what Joseph was being asked to do. Think about what Mary was being asked to do. what both of them were being asked to believe and to trust. And all we're being asked to believe is that this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. That's all God's asking for us. And how easy it is for us to become cynical, to become disbelieving, to take the place of God, to say, no, God, that's not how it's done. I know how it's done. And I'm not going to believe you. Advent is a time where we prepare for the coming of Christ. But not just the coming of Christ at Christmas, but the coming of Christ whenever Christ is going to come again. Because he said he would. For us to believe that, if we believe that, requires a profound sense of faith. And it's a profound sense of faith that hopefully can move us to say yes, even when circumstances seem absolutely unbelievable. So I say it again. This is how the birth of Christ came about. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. It sounds unbelievable, but I believe it.